streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host Boyd and Lucinda for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call
me home. Good evening, and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes. As we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have an awesome show for you tonight. We have Miss Chantel Castello. And Chantel's 19 years old, and she shares her experience of being beaten while in a domestic violence relationship, and she's rapping about it. Chantel made a YouTube video sitting in her car singing her song that she called Beat Me, and she didn't do it very long ago, but she already has over 60,000 hits on this song. So we're happy to say that she's going to be taking that song to the studio in February. Tonight we're going to play the first version of her song and just a little more background on Chantel. In high school, she won first place in a talent show doing rap, and her junior year she was homecoming princess, and her senior year she was named the most unforgettable. So tonight you'll meet Chantel and you'll see that she's a pretty unforgettable young woman with a lot of talent. And we're going to hear her awesome story along with her mother later on in the show. Before we bring her on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
I just want to say we thank everybody who tunes in to our radio show every Wednesday night. And we've been off the air for a couple of weeks because Christmas rolled around, New Year's rolled around. So we want to officially say Happy New Year to all our fans around the world. And we got a special shout out. I want to give one of my soldiers in the California prison, my man G.I. We want to say happy birthday to my man. And we want to just say we send our much love to all our homeboys and homegirls around the world and 150 prisons that we are in. And we just want to thank God for blessing us to do the things we do to give back. And a shout out to my three brothers, Robbie, Marvell, and Christopher. Robbie will be home this year, but my brother Christopher and Marvell are doing life sentence, so we still holding it down. So with that being said, we're going to bring our guest on tonight, and we want her to formally introduce herself.
Chantel, are you there?
Yes.
Go ahead and just introduce yourself to everybody.
I'm Chantel Castello, and people call me Faye Day. That's my rap name.
All right, awesome. And where are you coming to us from tonight?
Owensboro, Kentucky.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, Chantel. You know, I have to tell the little story about how I actually watched your video on YouTube, and it was a friend of mine from Clarksville, Mississippi, who happened to see your video online, and I'm not sure how he saw it or found it, but he messaged me and said, Lucinda, you need to check out this video and this girl because I think she has a story to tell. And so as soon as I did, I'm like, yep, I got to hook up with her. And I did. So here you are from Clarksville, Mississippi to Phoenix, Arizona, and back to Kentucky. So.
Yeah,
but you definitely do have an amazing story. You know, you have overcome so much in your life, and you know. Let's go back a little bit to when you were small. Tell us a little bit about yourself, about how you grew up, and some of the things that you went through.
Whenever my mother was pregnant with me, she was going through some rough times and everything, and she had me, and she kept me until I was like about 2 years old, but she was going through stuff. She was addicted to drugs and other, you know, stuff just got in the way, and she made the best choice to just not really give me up, but she chose adoption. And so her second cousin in the family was more than willing and happy to raise me. So my adopted mom and my real mom are actually second cousins. So they adopted me, and I would go back and forth and see my real mom, but, you know, a lot of the times it was hard because she was doing other things. And, I mean, I still loved her, but it got hard. It did. It got hard sometimes because I would go to see her, you know, I'd wait so long, and then it just wouldn't happen because she was just stuck in her addiction. But and whenever I was younger, I went to visit her one time, and some things happened with one of her, well, it was her ex-husband, and I kept it on the quiet for a while, and I never said anything about it until I found out that the same thing had happened to my cousin Morgan. So then we finally came out and let everybody know. I mean, I had a good life at home, but there was just tough times. There's always tough times, but you always learn to keep your head up and just get through it. And whenever stuff like that happens at a young age, it's always going to have an effect on you, but you always manage your way. So
when you girls told, who did you tell first that you, I mean, you guys were sexually abused, but who did you guys tell that to the first time?
It was like it was yesterday. I waited. My adopted parents, my adopted dad is a detective, and my adopted mom, she never really worked. You know, she just stayed at home and took care of me and my adopted sister. And I remember one night my aunt and my uncle were over, and they were playing cards, and I had been waiting and waiting and waiting, and I was scared to say anything. But they had been drinking a little bit, not my adopted dad because he just doesn't drink, but everybody else had. And I was like, you know, maybe since they didn't drink a little bit, it'd be an easier time to say something. So I went in there, and I told them what happened, and they couldn't believe it. Like, I can remember the expression on my mom's face, and my dad freaked out. Like, he freaked out. He immediately called, you know, the police department and everything because he worked there, and he just didn't understand how something like that happened because at the time, it was in an apartment where everything had happened, and he was actually, like, 5 minutes away walking distance. And I could have went over there and I could have said something because the police station was right there where he worked. But I never left and I never said anything because I was just too scared. It made me feel ashamed, honestly. Like, I didn't think anything like that could happen to me.
Yeah. And so your mom found out that same, was it the same time? I mean, your real mother, your birth mother?
Yeah, my birth mother found out. The police came, and they had asked her, you know, if he was there. I mean, it's hard for me to say everything that happened because I wasn't actually there for her for that. But
yeah.
They came and they got him. And I mean, she didn't know what to do. She completely lost it. She flipped out. And
yeah,
she was seeing red, and she was ready to see red for real. Like, she was ready to get a hold of him, and it was just a big ordeal with the whole family, and it was hard for a lot of people. But
right, it's hard for anybody, you know, much
yeah.
less to believe that it could happen to your little girl in the first place.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's hard to tell people that happens because you feel the guilt and you feel the shame, and you feel that maybe nobody's going to listen to me or nobody's going to believe me. Or
oh,
you know,
yeah.
I'm going to be in trouble. Or
I remember,
you know,
too. There was there was actually a time whenever my cousin Morgan was over, because she would come over whenever I was there. And I remember we were sitting out on the swing, we were swinging, and she said, "Do you like him as, you know, a stepdad?" And I was like, "Well, I guess so." And this was after it had already happened to me. I was like, "Well, I guess so." And I was like, "Why do you ask?" And she said, "No reason." And so we just went about whatever. And I didn't know that it had already happened to her, or else I would have said something sooner. And it made me feel really bad, because I felt like if I would have said something sooner, then it probably wouldn't have happened to her. But
right.
After it was done, there's nothing I could do. So.
Right. Well, and then after that, how was life after that? After you know, how did you guys get through that hard time in your life? Did you counseling? Did you go through anything like that?
I'm not sure how my cousin handled it, because I didn't come to see my real mom as often after that, because I was scared that, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen, you know, who was going to be over there, if he was going to come back. And plus, she took it so hard that led her even further into her addiction. And then that was less time for me and more time for her addiction. So I'm not sure how my cousin handled it, because we were further apart after that. But I did get therapy, and I didn't really like it. It helped a little bit, but I didn't really like to talk about it. I'm the type of person, whenever something bad happens to me or something like that, I like to just sweep it under the rug and just pretend like it didn't happen, because I'm not the type of person to feel down. I like to be a happy person, and that's how people see me. So, but it scared me for a while. I had nightmares, and I was upset and everything like that. And there was a couple times I would go to the store, and I swore up and down I saw the guy, and he wasn't even there. But it was stressful, but as I grew up, I learned, you know, hey, I'm still here, so that's what I got to be thankful for.
Yeah. And so, you know, you talk about your mom. She's actually agreed to come on later in the show and share her part of the story, because, like you said, she was addicted to drugs for many years and was in domestic violent relationships and abusive relationships. And so she's changed her life around since then, so we're really proud of her. But she's going to come on in a little bit and share and give some light onto her side of the story as well. But tell us a little bit more about your relationships as you got old enough to date. You know, how did that affect your relationships with the boys in your life?
I don't know how to explain it. It really didn't have an effect on my relationships too much. It made me a little bit, well, I can't really say more careful, because obviously from my song, that wasn't a very careful relationship, but it made me look a lot more. Like, I looked at things about guys that girls didn't look at my age, like, okay, could this happen, could that happen, what could happen with this, what could happen with that, and different things. But that's about it. It really didn't affect me, you know, dating or anything like that. I still dated people and different things, but other than that, I mean, I had pretty good relationships.
Okay. So before you got into this relationship, though, did you ever see any signs of him being abusive or anything?
Actually, I didn't see any signs of him being abusive. I could tell he definitely had anger issues, though. I actually met him through Facebook, and I had just moved to Virginia. It was after graduation. I planned to go up there and go to work with my cousin, had a good job, and I worked at a dog daycare, and it was a really good job. I actually made pretty good money, and I planned to work there for a year and then start going to school. I wanted to work in law enforcement, and I started talking to him, and my cousin and I were so much alike that, you know, you can be so much alike someone and you're around them 24/7 to the point that it gets irritating. And me and her started arguing, and him and I just started our relationship. And he would ask me, you know, hey, can you, you know, take your card? Can you get me some food and this and that? Well, I'm the type of person, if I can help somebody out, then that's good. And if I have feelings for the person, then I'll definitely help them out. So anytime he needed something, you know, I was there. And that's what got me kicked out. And I was at my cousin's. I had given him my bank card earlier that day, and she asked me where it was at, and I told her I'd left it at home. But it all came down to, like, the fact that she found out he had it, and she didn't like that. So it started a big argument, and there was just a lot of bottled up stuff that came out at the wrong time. And so I was like, fine, forget it. And she said, well, you can go back to Kentucky, or, you know, you can leave and go somewhere else. Which, at the end of the day, now that I look at it, she didn't really mean it. She was just saying it because she was angry. And she tried after that. Once she realized that I was going to leave, she tried really hard to get me to stay. But I was young and stupid, and I didn't take a second thought about it. I was like, no, you kicked me out, so fine, I'll go. And I went, and I moved in with him. And it was good the first night and the second night, and then after that it just went downhill from there. But I definitely saw signs before I ever moved in with him that he had anger problems, because he would get angry about the smallest things. I have a lot of guy friends because I'm just cool with guys, and he would get angry about simple comments on my stuff. He would ask me for my Facebook password and everything like that so that he can get in and read my messages. And this was before we even lived together or even saw each other on a daily basis. So I saw that there was something up, but at that time I didn't really see it. I wasn't really thinking.
Wow. Well, we're gonna play your song, Beat Me, and I want everybody to keep in mind that this is a very, very rough draft, and I uploaded it from YouTube, so there may be a little static, but this is her first rough draft. She's sitting in a car, and you can go to her YouTube and watch it, YouTube, Fayday, F-A-Y-D-A-Y, her song Beat Me. Like I said, tonight it has over, I know it's over 60,000 the last time I looked, so it just keeps going up. And this is the rough draft. Like I said, she's going to the studio in February to actually put this song down and get it out there. It's going to touch a lot of people. It already has. So let's listen to the song here, Beat Me, the rough draft, and we'll be right back with Chantel.
I'm Chantel Costello. I'm 19 years old from Kentucky, and there's a song about me called Beat Me. I fell in love quick, and my daddy tried to tell me things wouldn't stick, but the next thing you know, I'm down on the floor, hands wrapped around my neck, I couldn't breathe no more. Mama crying on the phone, hearing everything, but when she asked, I knew I couldn't tell her anything. What kind of woman would she think that I was if she knew the way he beat me and the things that he had done? The first time he said, I'm sorry, babe, you're gonna stay. The eighth time, Nikki helped me pack and run away. You chased the man, and I remember I could hear you cry. He told me, baby, if you love me, look into my eyes. Well, when I was looking through the fucking glass, the only thing that I could think was that I wish he'd hit the fucking gas. And then I thought of everything I said that night. Every time you raised your hand and every time you picked a fight, just beat me. ain't pretty unless I got a black guy. Beat me, I'm sorry, baby, next time I won't cry. Beat me, everything is my fault, I'm to blame. Beat me, I'll try to wear these scars proud, no shame. Beat me, another tear drop on the floor, just beat me. Another face slammed into a door. Baby, it's okay, I'll take all the blame. I'll take every last beating, I'll take every bit of pain. Just beat me, November, guess we missed a step in what we did. Cause according to the test, it says we got a kid. But that don't really fucking matter to you, does it? Cause in 5 months pregnant, you could kick me in my stomach. Another night at the club, I was working late. Nevaeh said, what's on your thigh? I told her it was straight. It's just a bruise where I fell. She said, you can't bullshit me. He beat you with a fucking belt. What was I thinking when I turned around and came back? What was I thinking coming back to the same crap? I gave you all of my heart and in the end you just ripped it out and tore it all apart. Sleeping around while I was pregnant, I was pissed, I was hurt, I was crying, thinking I should slit my wrist. Went from homecoming princess to this. But I learned to fight back, stay strong, use my fist while he beat me. Fought back and still got a black eye, beat me. I sat there and didn't flinch, didn't cry, beat me. Everything was his fault, he's to blame, beat me. Fist full of rage and mind full of shame, beat me. Another tear drop on the floor, just beat me. Push me so my stomach hits the fucking door. And now I'm gone, you can take all the blame. Cause I took every last beat and I took every bit of pain and you can't beat me. So I moved back home and had my baby girl. Perfect and healthy, and now she's mommy's whole world. I got my heart back and God over you, but I fell in love for real, and so it's with somebody new. The nightmares are slowing down over time. The memories, I try to block them out my mind. And just remember, this one ain't you. He's a lover and he's faithful and he'll always stay true. So I hope you're happy where you're at in life now. I hope you're fucking happy with your son and wife now. Honestly, I wish it all fall apart, but you reap what you sow, so that's a pretty good start. I hope for a lot of things and got true love, and got my daughter, she's an angel from above. But the only thing I hope and I pray is she never goes through what I did and has to say. Beat me, I ain't pretty unless I got a black eye. Beat me, I'm sorry, baby, next time I won't cry. Beat me, everything is my fault and I'm to blame. Beat me, I'll try to wear the scars proud, no shame. Beat me, another teardrop on the floor, just beat me. Another face slammed into a door. Baby, it's okay, I'll take all the blame. I'll take every last beat, I'll take every bit of pain.
Welcome back to the Streets of Love You Back radio show, and we're kicking it live with Miss Chantel tonight, and she's definitely putting it down and delivering her message tonight, you know. And what message do you want for people to get out of this song that you done put down?
I mean, just like if you're in that type of relationship, you just have to think about more than the other person. There's a lot of times whenever I was in that situation and I thought to myself, okay, well, you know, I love the other person. And, you know, then there was times, well, I'm scared to leave. Then there was times, you know, I can't leave this person because they're like my true love. It doesn't matter what I go through. I can make it. Everything will be fine. But in the end, it's not fine. And especially considering the fact that there's people that go through this while they're pregnant, you definitely have to think about more than the relationship and the love. You have to think about yourself. And if you are pregnant in that situation, you have to think about your kid. So, I mean, that's pretty much what I did. And that was my way of getting through to get out of it.
Yeah, and then that's real because a lot of times women do not know how to walk away from that situation until someone is either dead or someone is in prison, you know? And a lot of times men don't understand how to walk away from that situation. So it's a catch-22 on both ends, you know? And the catch-22 come about when a woman is so sick and tired of getting beaten, house broke in, doors kicked in, car messed up. When my man get killed, then she's in penitentiary on a life sentence. And a lot of them don't come up off of that life sentence. You know what I'm saying? So the court got a catch-22 with that as well. So We're going to have someone weigh in tonight that went through that situation while you're on the phone before your mother get on the air. We're going to bring Donna Buchanan in just to say a few words. She's a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back, and she served 13 years in prison for killing her domestic violence boyfriend. So she was on death row looking at that. So it was by God's grace that she got 15 years and did 13 on that. So it's always a catch-22 when it comes to that domestic violence, you know? So we're going to bring Donna Buchanan in for a few minutes. And you just hold on, Chantel. Ms. Buchanan, is you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello. Hi, Lucinda.
Hi, Donna.
How you doing?
Good.
Oh, my pleasure, definitely.
Yeah, so we wanted you to weigh in right quick down on that.
Okay, well, first I wanted to say hello to Chantel. And
hello.
Chantel, hi. Thank you so much for sharing your story. You know, I can tell you're a very strong young lady. And let me say, you know, how proud of you I am, you know, for sharing your story. And, you know, I think a lot of women can learn and benefit by your story. And I hope you continue, you know, to reach out to other young women and tell them about your experience. And I loved your video. I loved it.
Thank
that was wonderful.
You.
That was so good. I can see how it got 60,000 hits so far. And you're going to get a lot more. Lot more, definitely. You know, as you know, Rob was telling you, you know, I served 13 years in prison for killing my boyfriend. I was with him for 7 years, and like I said, it was bad from the start. And you know, I was addicted to pain medicine. It was just awful. You know, I grew up on the streets. I ran away when I was 14 after being raped from my brother-in-law. And then I ended up on the streets running away. And just my life, you know, got out of control and ended up with a lot of bad relationships. So, you know, Rob and Lucinda reached out to me after seeing me on Women Behind Bars. And, you know, they gave me a chance to tell my story. So I hope you continue to do so also.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And I think your story is pretty strong, too.
Ah, thank you. Thank you. You know.
We appreciate you even stepping out there, Ms. Buchanan, and speaking on that, because I want you to just let them know before we put you back in the blue room, just let them know how serious your situation was, that you was looking at death row.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I was facing the death penalty, but luckily I had two attorneys that believed in me and my legal team, and they fought for me. They fought for me, and they gave me that second chance by believing in me. And, you know, my lawyer, George Reyes, looked into my background and saw, you know, my background. And he saw, you know, this woman was never really given a chance. You know, she didn't never have anybody that believed in her. So he really fought for me. And, you know, they gave me that second chance. And, you know, I'm thankful. And that's why I named my book Second Chance Runaway, because I was given a second chance at life and because I started out as a runaway. So I thought that was appropriate for that.
Right, right. And, you know, Ms. Buchanan, like she said, she became a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement behind bars. Me and my wife reached out to her because I watched the ID channel a lot. And I seen her story, and her story was compelling with the domestic violence. So she came straight out of prison July 4th, 2013, hitting the ground running. She got straight with the movement and wrote her book, Second Chance Runaway. And my wife edited her book and did her whole book cover design, the whole nine yards, because we take care of our own in the camp. And It came out September 30th and doing great, you know, and she's educating others about this serious epidemic of domestic violence, and that's men and women, you know. It's a lot of women that don't come out of prison after they go through that, you know, and we got a lot of members behind prison walls that's doing life sentence, and one of our members died last year. She had spent 26 years in prison for killing her husband on a domestic violence thing. So Ms. Buchanan is definitely blessed. We want to just thank you for sharing your story, Ms. Buchanan. And
no problem.
Going to put you back in the blue room and let you chill for a minute.
All right.
And we want to thank our newest member to the Streets and Love You Back movement, Ms. Kimberly Silver. Me and my wife had the pleasure of meeting her and her sister over the weekend with the Plexus Super Saturday, and we all had a great time. So we wanted to give her and her family a big shout-out before we keep moving. And to our homeboy, G.I., he's a member of the movement. He's in the California prison, and he holding it down. And we're saying happy birthday again to my man, and we're going to play his song in the near future in the show. But I'm going to get a mic back to the missus, and Miss Chantel, we're going to keep rolling, and we're going to bring your mother on shortly.
Okay.
All right. We do have our chat room open. If anybody's online listening, you can chat with us and send us messages. We'd like to thank all of our guests who are there listening. You have several people in there listening to the show as well. This message comes from a lady named Becky, and she says to she loves the message that you're sending to the women, the message that there is hope that you can make it out of abusive relationships. So thank you, Becky, for weighing in on that. We do have some other callers in queue right now. We're going to go ahead and take a few calls. We are going to shout out the last four digits of your number, and please come on and tell us your name and where you're from. We're going to go to the caller with the last four digits, 2295. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? The Streets Don't Love You Back. This is G.I. checking in. Chantel.
Hey, G.I., happy birthday.
Hey, thank you, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. You know, Chantel, listening to your story, I want to commend you on, you know, bringing your story out to the people and letting people know about it and helping other young ladies, like you said, that's in that same situation. You know, stay strong and stay up. And, you know, everybody's praying for, you know, a change in the world, you know, because domestic violence is very serious. And
yes.
You have to have, like, programs to help people. Situation that that's what I like about the Streets Don't Love You Back. That's why I joined them, because they're very advocate about helping people and getting things done. Robert Lucinda, I love y'all, man. God bless and Happy New Year, man. I'm glad to be back on the show.
Happy New Year.
Oh, it's all good, man. And we just want all our viewers to know that's our homeboy, G.I. Like he say, he joined the movement. G.I. is locked down in the California prison where he hold the movement down out there in Cali. So he should be coming home this year. G.I. been down 12 years, but he always make a way to call into the show on Wednesday night, hold it down, and also hold it down behind the gates for the team. So we want to just say happy birthday to our team member again, and we're going to put you back in the blue room, G.I., and you hold tight, baby, and we're going to go to the next caller. All right, we at the next caller, last four digits, 9514. Ms. Kimberly, you on the air? Okay, we're going out. Okay, 9514, you there, Ms. Kimberly? She probably just listening.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller.
5504.
Yeah, last four digits, 5504. You on there, caller?
Hello?
Yes, you on there, caller.
Oh, my goodness, I never pressed one. Chantel, you look amazing. You are, oh, oh, wow.
Okay. We're glad you're on the air.
Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness. Chantel, I can't even begin to say, like, I listened to your video earlier today and it made me cry. And I'm still crying because I know exactly where you're at. And I have so much respect for you for being able to speak out the way you did.
Thank you.
It moved me. That's all I got to say. It really did. So, and I'm a survivor. I'm a recent survivor. And I went through a lot. And I don't think anybody has ever really put it quite into words the way you did. So, and you got to forgive me for crying, but I wasn't really expecting to say anything.
Hey, go ahead and be you. Be you, young lady, because this is what the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show is all about. You know,
yeah.
We let it be natural. Yes, ma'am.
Definitely.
Amen. But, Jack, girl, you can change the world with that music right there. Just got to say
right,
that.
No. Now, where are you calling
Thank
from,
you.
Caller?
Philly.
Oh, okay, Philly is in the house all day. Yes, yes. We got homies down in Philly, too, so that's all good.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
So we appreciate that, Philly.
Yeah. Girl, you
so you hold tight.
You got crazy strength.
You hold
strength.
Tight, Philly. And we're going to come right back to you. Don't you hang up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back at you. We're going to go to... 1267. You're on air, caller.
Hi, Chantel. Hello. Hi,
hey.
It's Dawn Wallace from Cincinnati. We've chatted online a couple times. I'm one of your really big fans.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, as the posts and everything that I've posted, to tell you that, you know, your music really touches me. It's very inspirational. I'm a 40-year-old mother of six. I have five boys. I do have a daughter that I hope never has to go through what you've gone through. I relate to a lot of your situations, and I just wanted to tell you that I'm very proud of you. It's very hard for a woman at any age to come out and say what's happened to her, but especially someone your age that is and I can't even put it into words. Your music just, it touches me. And, you know, I have boys, and I've been trying to make my boys even listen to it. But like I said, we've talked before, and I just wanted to tell you that, you know, I'm well old enough to be your mother. Just tell you that I'm very proud, and I listen to your music all of the time. And just, you know, keep your head up and keep going with what you're going. I've read some of your posts with the haters on there, and, you know, you can't not let them get to you. You do what you do because you're doing it right.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
Thank you.
You put it right on point, young lady, and we appreciate that calling out to Natty. So you down in Cincinnati?
Yes, and we'd love to have her come up here to Bogart's and get her into Bogart's and get her to perform up here.
Oh, yeah,
nice.
Yeah. I definitely know about Bogart's down there on Short Vine.
Yes, sir.
I was in Cincinnati for 25 years. You know, I had a lot of things down in that area, so we got a lot of soldiers in Cincinnati.
Yes, actually, I have an ex-husband that is a soldier, and I have, and we're talking about different soldiers, but I just wanted to shout out to, actually, our American soldiers. My fiance
is a
soldier, too. So, you know, there's soldiers of all types. Yes, soldiers of all types. And all, yes, and I've been through some of the same things Chantel's been through, so I completely understand. And I commend her for putting it out there, just so it helps other women and other young women, women of any age, to be able to come out and admit without shame, because that's, I think
ma'am.
One of the biggest things is shame.
Yes.
And it's, you know, and there shouldn't be shame because we didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly. Yes. And that's why we have this platform worldwide for women and men to lock down and discuss this situation, because it is a true epidemic of lives getting took on a daily basis. So that's why me and my wife have this platform, not just on our radio show, but our two TV shows as well. You know, we give people that platform to get out here and each one, teach one, reach one, and educate one. Because if we don't do that, you know, then that means we turning a blind eye to what's real.
Right. Well, and I'd like to say thank you to the two of you, because without people like yourselves, you know, someone like Chantel may not get the chance to speak.
Well, it's all good, you know, and then we hear from people all over, you know. And we just want to thank you for weighing in tonight, and you just stay online, and we're going to keep rolling, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a good night, Chantel.
You too.
We're going to take some more calls here in a minute, but I have a comment that I wanted to read in a comment from the chat room. And this is from Ashley. And she says, as a female Navy sailor, a big sister, and a strong for women everywhere, I'd like to say thank you, Chantel, for showing women around the world how to stay strong and make it through hardship. You are a great rapper and so inspirational.
Aw.
So there you have it, all the great comments coming from the chat room.
Yes.
So you have a way of putting your emotions into words that everyone can understand, which is true. So let's take one more call here real quick, and we're going to go to the caller. The last four digits of the number is 2897. 2897. Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. Would you like to make a comment, or do you have a question for Chantel?
I just wanted to say that I love Chantel's song, and I heard it from Callie Johnson, and she knows Callie Johnson on her Facebook.
Yes, I do. Is this her big sister?
No, this is her best friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. I love your song, Beat Me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we appreciate that for weighing in. You just hang in there, and we'll be right back, you know?
All right, Chantel. Awesome response tonight. And that's just, you know, you can tell by your song. And anybody, go to her YouTube, Say Day, and watch her video. I mean, you can actually watch her singing it, and you can see her expression. So it's pretty amazing. Let's go ahead and, is your mom right there? Let's bring your mom on and let her tell a little bit of her story as well.
Okay.
And her mom
she's
is going to
work her way across the living room.
Right.
She says she's old. She's not old.
Get my Sprite out of the freezer, please. Hello.
Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Thank you.
Have you been listening in all night?
Yeah. Yes, I sure have.
All right. Well, you have a pretty amazing daughter there with a lot of talent, and, you know, with the right attitude and the right people in her life, she's going to go a long ways. So,
yes, my daughter
is very
talented. She writes from her heart.
Yeah, she does. So, We'll take some more calls later on, and we'll read some more chat reviews here in a little bit. But we're going to listen to a little bit of Melissa's story and kind of get a little background of before and during, you know, while Chantel was growing up. So tell us a little bit, Melissa, about your life growing up and the things that happened to you.
Okay. My name is Melissa Vasquez. I am Fedacia Chantel Costello's mother, her biological mother. When Chantel was 3 years old, 2 years old, I gave her up for adoption to my cousin Brenda and John, and they adopted her. I come from a pretty good family. My grandfather and grandmother raised me while my mother worked swing shift at Commonwealth Aluminum. And so my daughter's trying to get me to laugh. But y'all didn't do that to you, so don't you do that to me.
So I behave.
I'm a Wolperian. And I have a brother, and we are the only two biological kids by my mother. And my daughter, I gave her up because I was addicted to methamphetamine. I've been in active addictive use for 27 years. I've got 9 months clean now.
And you've been clean now for 9 months, and we're really
yes,
proud
ma'am.
Of you. We're really proud of you, you know, and you, you know, as we talked earlier, you and I, for some reason you just couldn't get away from it in your earlier years, but you knew enough that you needed Chantel to be in a safer place. And,
yes, I gave her to my cousin, Nim, because I was going through hell, and I didn't want her bring her, my kids, to the hell that I was going through.
Right.
That's the reason why I done what I done with my kids. And also, I was living with mental issues of myself because when I was young, I got sexually molested twice, and I've been raped once throughout my years. And it's not good for anybody to get sexually molested. If anybody is listening, you don't have to put up with that. Go tell someone. Let somebody know so that person will be put behind bars. You don't have to live that way. So what I've done throughout my years, carried a lot of animosity against men and stuff because what happened to me when I was young. I didn't know how to live, you know, right. I still had a lot of sick way of thinking because of what happened to me. So I drowned my sorrows in myself into the drug, methamphetamine. And now I know how to live and everything. You know, I go to meetings. I got a sponsor. I do what I need to do to stay clean, to make my life better. God's gifted me with a new grandbaby.
Amen.
Yeah. Another second chance and another reason to stay clean and sober.
Yes. Yes.
Now, you mentioned to me earlier today when we were talking that that a lot of the reasons you think that you turned to the drugs was to escape the reliving the abuse. Can you
yes.
elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah. See, when, like, I had mental abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. So, therefore, I would live in the drug. And you get high to take the place of not having to think about things that you have done that has happened to you in your life. So you find something to make you not think about it.
To numb the pain.
Pardon me?
To numb the pain.
Yes, to numb the pain.
And once you got into it, I know you were addicted for, what did you say, 27, 29 years?
27.
So you were addicted for a long time, and I'm sure there were times where you tried to quit or tried to change. Were there?
Yes. Quite a few times. This time when I went to jail and I got out, and I figured, all right, I mean, what can I change different about my life? What do I need to change? And my recovery is the one I needed to change, because if nothing changes, nothing changes. I mean, let me try something new. I'm just now getting to where I like myself in the mirror. I don't feel I carried a lot of guilt for, number one, not having my kids, number two, being sexually molested, being hurt. I was beaten, battered. I mean, abusive relationships. I had abusive relationships, but I've had excellent relationships too, but never last more than 3 years, because I'd lose interest real quick. Hello?
Yes, I'm still listening.
Oh, okay. I lose interest real quick. So, therefore, now I get up in the morning, I get down on my knees, and I thank Jesus Christ above for keeping me sober another day.
Amen.
I make sure, you know, when I was in that jail cell, it was like he talked to me and he told me, you know, look here, hold on to me and I'll guide you through this. And so far, so good.
Amen.
All right. And that was 9 months ago.
9 months ago. I'm coming
and
up
how
on
old
10.
How old is your granddaughter?
4 months old.
How old is she?
4 months.
Four months. She's a darling, too.
Yes. Yes,
wow.
She's a pride and joy. It's like God's given me a second chance.
And so at that point, when you were in jail or right after you got out, did Chantel call you, and how did that come about to where you guys ended back together?
Right. Okay. Before I went to jail, I'm sitting there, and I was getting high. And my phone rings, and I put the pipe down, and it's Chantel calling from Virginia. She calls me, and she says, Mom, I'm pregnant. I hang up, and I bawled like a baby. I mean, literally bawled like a baby. And I thought, oh, my God, I don't want to miss my grandkid. Please, Lord Jesus, take me out of this. About that time, my probation officer called and asked me to come down to take a pee test. And I was dirty. So they put me in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And right then and there, I knew I had to do something, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just like, wow, I got something beautiful in my life now. And I got a lot of family that supports me and surrounds me and loves me. And, you know, my brother will walk through here, sometimes, hey, sis, you ain't been to a meeting in the past couple of days. What's going on? Nothing. I just ain't been to a meeting. You know, I'm okay. Okay, I'm making sure.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that little baby really changed your life. And,
dramatic. Very much so.
Yeah. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about the times while you were on the drugs. You know, you said you had some good times and some bad times, but you told me that you were in and out of jail all of those years, off and on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Off and on.
A lot.
A lot. Flagrant use of credit cards. You can go on my Facebook page, and I got pictures up there from me, from where I was active addictive and me being sober, and you can see two different people, totally two different people.
So what can you tell young women out there that maybe in the same situation that you were 20, 25 years ago, you know, just getting, I mean, turning to the drugs.
Run, baby. That's what I could tell them. Run to the nearest person. Get you some help. There is light at the end of the tunnel. You can quit. You got to want it. You got to strive for it. There is light at the end of that tunnel. I promise that. You're beautiful. They are beautiful women. There ain't no reason why they should have to go through what they go through. Because there is somebody that loves them. That's Jesus Christ above.
That's right.
And when all else fails, as he says, live in my will instead of your own will, and I will carry you through.
That's right.
And, I mean, go to a local AA meeting or NA meeting. I believe in that strongly. I believe in a sponsor, a 12-step program. I believe in that. There is help. They don't have to take abuse. They don't have to go through sexual abuse. They don't have to take mental abuse, physical abuse. They don't have to take none of that. You are beautiful women. We are beautiful, and we don't have to go through that. I had to love myself before I could love anybody else.
And that took you a long time.
Yes, a long time. I'm just now to where I get up and I'm okay with myself. I can look at myself in the mirror and be okay with that person that's looking back at me.
Well, you know, just the same words that you just told everybody. You're beautiful and you have so much to live for. So we are really proud of you that you are clean and sober. And, you know, we pray and you know, we ask God to guide you and protect you and keep you, you know, in his safe protection and keep you away from the drugs and the evil and the temptation and all of that.
Yeah, before I get off here with you or whatever move we're getting ready to do next, I'd like to say a prayer with you. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now. Will you say three or more gathers, you are present, Lord. Please, Lord Jesus, watch over each and every one of us as we go through this night. Keep us safe. Help those that need to be helped and guide them to where they need to be guided. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I plan on being a peer recovery specialist.
That's
to
all
help
good,
women.
You know. That's all good. You know,
thank you.
When we go through the fiery furnace, as I call it, and we able to get back over on that other finish line, you know, to me, God always have a plan for his best soldiers when they go through the test, because a lot have to go through certain things because the messages have to go back out into the world and let people know this is what he done for me. Because if he haven't done it for you, you can't go back out there and tell people he's done it for you, you know? People have to see
exactly
the change from where you was to where you are now, you know? And that's what's so magnificent about the Father. You know, no matter what we go through, he definitely gives us that shot. You know what I mean?
Yes, he does.
And it's up to
yes,
us
he does.
To take that, you know, because we all don't keep getting a second chance, a second chance, a second chance, because a lot of us go in the first round, you know, and we never
you know,
see
here the whole time I would say, how come you're not answering me? How come you're not helping me through this? Why won't you guide me? You know, why don't you show me? Why can't you make me quit? He was showing me. From the day I was born, Jesus Christ had my life all planned out. He was showing me, but he didn't run off and leave me. I ran off and left him.
Every time, you know, and you ain't the only one.
Every time
know,
I was getting high, I was running off and leaving him. He never left
right.
me. He loved me when I didn't even love myself.
Amen, you know, and that's real talk, you know, so we have to stay focused on the journey, and the journey is once we have been blessed to come up out that fiery furnace, it's our job, it's our duty to turn around and educate others to bring them out that fiery furnace, because people see change when their change is there, you know, because you're not at the old place no more. You're not at the dope house no more spending all the money. You're not at the dope
right.
house no more bringing the TV. You're not bringing
right.
half of the house to the the dope man to get high, and you look around, you ain't got nothing in the crib, you know. So once that stops, you know, and you can go in your house and you can see you got everything every day, there's change there now, because you can sit back on the couch and watch the flat screen TV and ain't nobody getting high, you know. So
right.
We have to know that change can happen to all of us, but we have to want the change, we have to accept the change, and when the change comes, we have to do right by the change, and that's truly the bottom line.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That is the bottom line. You got to want it. You got to walk it. You got to be with it. Because if you're not with it, then your recovery isn't with it.
Oh,
I had to learn how
to
read. I had to learn how to read and everything all over again. I forgot it all because I was too busy getting high instead of focusing on real life. Now
exactly.
I go to the store. I got money in my pocket. I could buy me
feel
a new
good.
Pair of shoes or a piece of clothing without chasing that dope.
Yeah, it feels good to have a few dollars, don't it?
Yes, it doesn't. It. It's like my sponsor told me one time. I said I didn't feel good to go to a meeting. And she said, well, you felt good to go to the dope man's house when you were sick.
Right.
And that's the truth.
Yeah.
That's
so,
the truth.
We appreciate your great testimony, and we just want you to stay up, stay focused, and stay on the journey of educating others about that, you know what I'm saying? And we
I
want
sure
you
will.
To hold tight for a few minutes, and we're going to bring
okay.
Our member, Ms. Buchanan, back on and okay. Let her say the last few things.
Hi,
okay.
Thank you. I wanted to tell you, you know, it gets easier. The longer you stay sober, it gets easier, you know, and you just stay focused on your journey. You know, you've got that beautiful little grandbaby and your family, you know. That's what's important, you know, your family and your friends. And it's going to be, you know, life can be good. In fact, life is wonderful without drugs, you know.
Yes, it
drugs,
is.
It's all that pain and suffering. You know, so life is good. So enjoy your life. You got your life back. You've been given a second chance. You know,
yeah.
Like you said, God planned your journey out. One thing about God, he gives us free will. You know,
yes, he does.
We have that free will to choose. And like you said, you know, he didn't desert you. He was always there.
Right.
So you left him. But he gives us
right.
that choice. But he's always there waiting for us to come back.
You know, when I was sitting in the jail cell, and we went to church and we came back and the Bible was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all sitting around the table, all of us, at that cold steel table.
Oh, yeah, I remember that well.
You remember that well. And we were watching the Bible.
Yeah.
You done 13 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord. I did 5.5 months, and that was enough for me. And it's like God recreated me all over.
Right. Ashley.
Amen.
Yep.
All right, now. So we appreciate everybody tonight, and we definitely appreciate Ms. Chantel, you know, with her powerful story. But
yes.
My boy, G.I., birthday tonight, and we want to play a song for the birthday boy. Before we decease tonight. So we're going to play, you know, we're going to play our homeboy song tonight, and we want everybody to hang in there with us, you know.
Okay.
All right. Everybody sit back and just relax. And we're going to kick off the birthday boy joint.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Right, all right. Stay all tight. Here we go, G.I., baby.
Okay.
9/11, they think we don't know. Oklahoma City, Agenda 21, they know some of us know, but they think most of us.
Y'all didn't know I was gonna come like this. Y'all ain't
FEMA camps, the barbed wire pointed in. These are my current events. Infowars.com, now hear this. Better listen to what they say, they ain't just talking this. There's a war out here, no one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun,
it comes down.
down to one thing, knowledge is power. Go read some articles, just spend an hour contemplating InfoWars, or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your dry food, verify your water. Don't buy into mainstream media, don't even bother. Teach one, go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, and uncle and daughter. The temperature is rising, it'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying, I will be their cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me, not my kids, my wife, my friends, no, none of my family. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. What side are you on? Let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. What side are you on? Let's make a decision. I've made a decision, let's get incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. I feel you, Alex Jones, but not like the TSA. I hear you, Alex Jones, I'm listening to what you say. You got them on the run, they know we're marching their way. All with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us, we're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back, liberties and all. We ain't playing their games, we're taking the ball. We're patriots, they best heed the call. As they walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all, there's strength in numbers. Many hands make light work, we can watch them crumble. Shot, we are coming, that is all. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. 1984, no 1776. We ain't gonna be your slaves, we ain't gonna be your bitch. We ain't gonna be your punk, we ain't gonna be your trick. When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks. It's just a bunch of, so feel this, when we stick it won't hurt, just a little prick. Little air, yeah, bit, take a hit of your own itch. This is just a preview of what is coming. Down the pike, or down the knife. If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life. This is not a threat, it's a warning to you. So you're coming after us, we're not chasing after you. Get burned like toast. From coast to coast and sea to shining sea, we won't stand for this itch, no, none of your tyranny. If a war on information and the planet's a prison, inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance. If a war on information and the planet's a prison, inside of you all, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, should buy good riddance.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/store-1. thestreetsdontloveyouback.ing.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back Apparel, a better way for a new look and be fresh.
Help free G.I. California Political Prisoner of the Year, Mr. G.I. Johnson, film, TV, and record producer, is campaigning for freedom and justice against a wrongful police shooting, cover-up, and conspiracy. Please join the support with your help and donations by buttons, download, shirts, hats at the FreeGIProject.org. Your help is very needed. And help free G.I. FreeGIProject.org. The FreeGIProject.org.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you'd like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the Streets Don't Love You Back sent you.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back to the Streets Don't Love You Back, hottest radio show worldwide. And we had to just kick it for a few minutes for our member, G.I., the birthday boy. He kicking it and he chilling every Wednesday night with his team, you know. So we just want to send another happy birthday out to our homeboy. And we back with our special guest tonight, Miss Chantel. And we having a great show tonight with a great message for men and women, you know, because it's an epidemic, like I said, and everybody have to learn and grow from this, you know, because it's a two-way street and it's definitely a double-edged sword. So right back with you, Miss Chantel. What's good with you, and what you've been hearing tonight, what you think about it?
Just a moment, I'll give you Chantel.
Oh, that was Mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hey, Miss Chantel, I thought that was you. That was Mom still on the line. We kicking it live tonight, and after all the things you done heard along with your own testimony, what you think about that tonight?
I'm sorry. I was distracted for a second. Can you repeat that one more time? I'm trying to figure out where I was going to sit down at.
Yeah, I said after saying your testimony tonight and hearing others' testimony, what you get out of other testimonies from bringing your testimony to the table?
I mean, a lot. Like, it's a lot of help to see that there's other people that go through, you know, the same things. I hate that other people go through the same things. I really don't want them to. But it helps to know that I'm not the only person, and it also helps them to know that they're not the only person also. So, I mean, the way I see it, things could have went a lot worse also from what I've heard tonight, and I'm just glad that they didn't get any worse than what they already were.
Amen on that, you know. So I'm glad that, you know, everybody is learning something from everyone that's on the show tonight, and everyone can take something from everybody's testimony tonight. Because someone listening tonight might be going through the same thing. You ladies don't want to step up to the plate, you know? So step up to the plate because you're not alone. You know, it's women all over the world who's suffering behind this epidemic, and we urge all women to step up to the plate, and we urge all men to step up to the plate and be accounted for, you know, against this epidemic. You know, we come from a woman. We have mothers, sisters, aunties, cousins. So it shouldn't be no reason that you should be out here clowning and acting no fool, you know, period, on no woman, you know. If you don't get along, it's just time to bounce, and that's just the bottom line, you know, because it's always end up with tragedy, and at the end of the day, that don't help nobody, you know. That only bring a lot of more harm, a lot of more hurt to both families, you know, because you're not the only one going to be hurting. So keep them hands to yourself, and let's start understanding that the domestic violence thing is something that women ain't going for no more. So just chill out with that one, you know. And a lot of women nowadays, which me and my wife talk to a lot of women that's members of ours that's in prison that's doing life sentence, and some that's not doing life sentence, like they say all the time, they're not allowing no man to beat on them and just dog them down and just make them think they're nothing. You know what I'm saying? So this ain't the 50s and 60s and 70s no more, guys. You know? So I urge you, please, keep them hands to yourself, man, because the game will get really ugly out here, you know? And what you think, Ms. Chantel, is that real or what?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely real. And I never realized how many people went through the same thing either until, like, I was telling your wife earlier, I did not expect this to, you know, I didn't expect to be sitting here telling my story on a radio show or anything. I just, you know, I expressed my feelings through writing, and I just sat down, and Mom was like, hey, let's record this, you know. I think a couple of people in the family and a couple of friends would like to hear it, and then we put it on YouTube, and it just blew up, and I've had so many fans that message me, you know, hey, I went through the same thing, and I got out just like you, and it brings back memories, but it's really inspirational. And then there's the people that are still stuck in the same situation, and, you know, they're sitting here asking me for advice and help to get out, and it just means a lot to get the message out there, because there are a lot of people still in the struggle.
Right, and that's why God bless you to get up out of that, where you can reach out and to help others and educate others, because if you wouldn't have got out, you'd probably been just like the other average women, you know, doing a life sentence for killing your abuser, or your abuser killing you, and you're not able to spread your message and get the word out.
Exactly.
So it's a blessing that you cut that loose, and you're able to share your message, and the greatest part about it is you're sharing it worldwide, you know, because on our radio show, it's worldwide. It's global. It's not you just talking in Arizona or Kentucky or Texas. I mean, you're listening to all over the world, you know, so your message is getting out there, and women and men are understanding what you're talking about. So when my wife told me about it, I went and looked at it too, and I said, wow, okay, she got something here, and she got something that's serious. Because it's epidemic. Just the way you put them lyrics together, you know, you delivered that real great, where everybody can understand it. You know, the average kid can understand it, you know?
I can honestly sit here and say I've written, you know, plenty of more songs. And in those songs, I sit there and I go over them and I go over them and I can't get it right. But with this one, it was like it's straight from the heart. I wrote it all down, didn't change one single thing about it.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, you brought
it to the
forefront.
I just left it the way it was.
Yeah, and that's great, you know. I'm going to pass the mic over to my missus. And before I do that, I just want to give a big shout-out to Miss Sarah Harris, a young lady who reached out to me and my wife today all the way from London, England. And she also ran across our website, seeing all the things that me and my wife do. And she was intrigued about my autobiography. And at the same time, we spoke to her about Ms. Donna Buchanan's autobiography as well. So we want to just give London a big shout-out. And U9 Films, that's their company, United 9 Films. And we just want to thank you all for reaching out to us. And we look forward to working with y'all. It's all good, you know?
All right. Let me go back here to the chat room here. We have some more comments to read, and we do have another caller or two on the line.
as well. Okay. So this one is from Sarah, and she says, Chantel, you're amazing, and I love your song, Beat Me. It touched me. I'm your fan. I read everything on your Facebook. I have listened to all of your songs so far. God bless you. I don't know you, but I would love to meet you. You're so pretty. And then Becky said again, a true mother's love about your mom, a true mother's love who knows that she is giving her child a better life than she can provide for her. And then we have, let me get up here again. Another one says, wait a minute, I lost it. Becky says, sober 7 months now and happier than I have been in a long time. Hearing Chantel's and Miss Buchanan's story gives me strength. You go, Becky. Keep it up. Yep. And then, shout out to Becky. Shout out to Sarah. Shout out to all the guests in the chat room. There's quite a few guests in there listening in tonight. So thank you, guests and friends. You can join us on our show every Wednesday night. We have live shows at the Streets That Love You Back radio show, different topics, different guests. So join us every Wednesday night, and then all of our shows can be archived 24 hours a day after that. So you'll be able to share and re-listen to this show and share it with your friends after we're done tonight. I think that's about all the comments I can find going through. No, there was another one. There's one more comment real quick from Sarah. Way to go, Chantel's mom. God bless you and keep up the good work.
Aww.
There we go. I think I got them all. Go ahead with your question.
There's actually another song I did. And since there's a lot of people that are still in active addiction or they have gotten past their addiction, I noticed on here, there's another song that I did. People, you know, with that kind of situation, that problem, they should look into it. It's called Vets, and it's also on YouTube. So that's a really good one for people that are still struggling with addiction.
Yeah, all right. So go to YouTube, Fayday, F-A-Y-B-A-Y. Check out Chantel's YouTube page and some other songs that she's done as well. And we have one more caller here that I can see. We're going to try to see if we can get them on the line. The last four digits of the number is 9446. 9446, caller, you're on the air. Caller with the last four digits, 9446, you're on the air. All right, just listening in, I guess. We're going to bring T.I., the birthday boy, right back on and let him say a few things. T.I., welcome back to the show.
Hey, still hanging in here with you guys, man. Just rolling.
All right.
You have a beautiful show tonight. I appreciate doing your thing tonight. Chantel, I like the song. I love everything that you're doing. Good for reaching out to the people. The Streets Don't Love You Back. It's always in effect, full effect like always. It's always one love going all the time.
Thank you.
It's a birthday celebration.
Ain't no doubt.
That's right. Well, we're happy we could spend your birthday with you.
Thank you very much.
All right. We just want to say, our homeboy G.I., like I said, you know, he always roll with us on Wednesday. And Miss Chantel, the whole squad, been listening in, and they definitely love what you present and the message that you bring to the table. And they just leaning back listening. Ain't trying to come online right now, but everybody's sending me a message to the phone and saying much love to you and keep up the good work, you know?
Yes, thank you. And I really, really like this show. I'm definitely going to have to call back, definitely.
Oh, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? So do your mom have any last words she would like to say?
Well, you got anything else you want to say?
Yes, I do. I'd like to tell each and every lady out there that is listening, you're beautiful. Keep your head up. Stay off them drugs. Believe in God. He'll pull you through. And thank you for letting me be on your radio show. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing your story. It's not an easy story to talk about and share, but you're really brave and courageous, and we appreciate that.
Tomorrow my mom's going to Louisville Hospital here in Kentucky to have her port taken out for cancer. And she's 5 years clean off cancer. She beat stage 3 lung cancer. Say a prayer for her tomorrow.
Amen.
Oh, that's awesome. We will. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
God
All right.
bless each and every
that.
One of you.
Thank
Remember,
you so much.
The streets don't love you back. Nobody
that's
loves
real
you
talk.
Like the people on this radio loves you.
That's real talk. And they'll never love you back, for real.
No, the streets always hurt you. They don't love you. They hurt you.
Oh,
so
man.
So get somebody that loves
you. They'll take you to the
somebody
grave.
Somebody that'll hurt you.
Yeah. And hold on. We might have a caller. We got another call on the line just to see if a caller want to say something or ask a question while y'all are still on the line. Last four digits, 7186. Caller, you on the air.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You on the air.
Hey, Chantel. I'm one of your fans all the way in Virginia. I just want to say you and your mom, yeah, girl, down south too. Not way down south, but I'm down south.
Already.
Yeah. I just wanted to say you and your mom's story is very inspirational. I've been in an abusive relationship at one point, but not anymore. But I wrote a comment. I didn't know how to do the little chat thing, but I was just, I'm going to just read what I wrote. Chantel, your story and your mom's story is very inspirational. I'm a fan of your flow and your lyrics, girl. Keep doing what you're doing and keep your head up and your flow skill. Don't give negative people your time because your time is precious. Good luck with all that you have planned, and your little girl is beautiful. Good luck, girl.
Aww, thank you.
All right. That's beautiful.
You're welcome,
you know? Yes, and you hang on, young lady. We got one of the Streets Don't Love You Back members tuning in. We're going to go to last four digits, 3956. We got our homeboy on the line. What's up, D?
What's up, Rob? What's up, everybody? Thing, man. I'm just getting off of work. I've been working 12-hour shifts. I've been missing the show because of that. But every time I can, I just want to send my love, man, to all of y'all, to Rob and Lucinda, man. And I try to just tune in, get this positive energy whenever I can, man.
You already know it, and I just want everybody to know that's our homeboy, Damien. D became a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back when he was behind the walls, too. D was in the federal joint, and one of my homeboys introduced D to me. So D became a member to one of our other members in the Fed joint. So he did a dime, and he'd been home since last year, came out running, working, handling his business, and he got a book out. Tell him the name of your book, D.
The name of the book is The 7 Keys to Strolling Through Hell, Smiling, Holding a Glass of Ice Water. I had to step it back a couple of times due to technical difficulties, but it should be out no later than February. You can check out some few excerpts from www.smileinhale.com. And it's just about my struggles and giving positive energy to everyone who's been through anything and thinks they can't overcome it. Man, I'm living it. I'm living proof. Man, just stay motivated. The 7 Keys to Strolling Through Hell, Smiling, Holding a Glass of Ice Water.
My man. And he lived in the belly of the beast for 10 years in the Fed joint, holding that glass of ice water. So he came home and letting people understand that you can do and be anything you want to do and B, regardless if you went to the joint or ain't went to the joint. So like I said, the Streets Don't Love You Back movement is strong behind the walls. In the Fed joint and the state joint, men and women, we're in 150 prisons across the country, and we're strong. And we definitely educating these kids against these gangs, drugs, and violence. And that's our motto and that's our motto. So that's what we do. Anything, last words you would like to say, D? You already know, already. All right, baby, you hanging out with us, man. We're going to go to another caller that's on the line. We're going to roll to 9881. Last four digits. 9881, last four. Hey, what's good?
Hello? Hello?
Miss Chantel, that's somebody.
Yes.
A fan of yours.
Okay.
I'm just calling to tell you your song is absolutely awesome. I lived it. I'm now 46 years old, still married to the man. He does not put his hands on me. He knows better. And
amen.
And I applaud you for getting out of that situation. It can change, but very, very rarely does it change. You are awesome.
I took a break from that a couple of times, and it still didn't change.
But thank you.
Thank you a lot for the support.
You did the right thing. Take it and go as far as you can go, girl.
Thank you.
All right. Amen. You see, Miss Chantel, you done brought all the ladies out of all ages, young, older, you name it. You done brought them all out to the forefront. Feel me?
Yes.
And they definitely all on the same team you on, and that's educating against this, you know what I mean, domestic violence that killed day in and day out, you know. So I want to applaud all the women and all the men and all our homeboys and homegirls that's tuned in tonight and everybody that we don't know that's tuned in around the world to listen to Ms. Chantel's dynamic testimony, you know,
and
to help
also
save their life.
I wanted to thank you guys for helping me spread the message on this show because I actually checked in the middle of talking to you guys, and we've gotten almost 1,000 more views on Beat Me since I started talking on the radio show with you guys.
Wow, that's awesome.
God is always good, you know. So you're going to get a lot more hits than that once we hang up with the show because the show is archived, like my wife said, after the show goes off, people can go back and listen to it 24 hours a day. And we just thank God that we have this platform for people to spread their message and share their message. And domestic violence is something that me and my wife is very, very a loud voice against, you know. And we're going to stay a loud voice against that because I don't think no woman across the world should be beat on, should be killed, should be raped, should be nothing. You feel me? If you don't get along, move on. Bottom line. All right.
That's right. And we have to remember in here too, though, that you know men get abused just as well. And so, you know, for all the men out there in those relationships, you don't need to stay. And it's okay to talk about it. And it's okay to tell somebody. But you need to get out. Just as much as the women that need to get out. So, you know, we need to stop domestic violence all the way around, and that's bottom line. No tolerance, zero tolerance for domestic violence. And so let's, I want to play a song here. We're going to do a little throwback. Okay, Rob wants to say something before I do that. Hold on.
Miss Chantel? I just want to say that I thought the show would, you know, our radio show is a two-hour show, you know, but I really, really thought we was just going to roll for an hour and lean back, you know what I mean, and you tell your testimony, but your testimony has treaded through the airwaves, you see what I'm saying? And this thing done went all the way down to the wire because you have something to say, you know, and people are willing to listen to people that has something to say positive. So I just want to let you know, you did the whole deuce, girlfriend, you know what I mean? And it's all love.
Oh, thank you.
That's right. Well, we are going to play a throwback song, and just so you know, Robbie still does, but
He had a record label in Cincinnati for your Cincy friends back in the 90s. And this was one of the songs that they did back then. So we'll do a little throwback song here, and then we'll be right back with you. This was called You Played Yourself, and this is Rob and Struggle, another man singing. So hang on.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is B-O-Y-D and Struggle coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit off Van Dyke and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to your player hater, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, record knocking you out like over tussin' does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told ya. And I'm keeping it to your bloodstream just like HIV. Stand away from all them player-hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Why do you bet not, brother? Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never ever be a part of the dopest. Who put your faith in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was weak? Now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break neck. You wanted out the family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls that wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool? Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, 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 you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. You played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. Wait a minute. You played yourself because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. You tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So how's your health? Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gonna come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you black stabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Take it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm biggity black up in you too. Dissect you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides, not how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict on the backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like Struggle, yo. Where the party at? I be like push on. Get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, and ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me. Took food from my face, but you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb. Fly away like a bird, partner. You need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate. Play a hate, get it straight. Funny, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling RB. Your negativity be scratching against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Asking all your questions like my name was Bat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and what wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should've messed with you. So I'm gon' do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers, sick as fluid soldiers. Known to turn your body black and blue, I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on. See, if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone or wrong cheek. It ain't no me and us, it ain't no he and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pull a trigger for. You a freaking beard for. Now you just that off-brand nigga roll. You played yourself. No, 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 I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, partner, you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt. You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them. But don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, I told you don't ever tempt me. But now I gotta come at you for real now. You should've kept it real. But when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should've understood. So why did you play yourself, player? I look at you all the time when you don't think I see you. I see you. Us boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, the hottest radio show worldwide. And that track right there, I produced that track and released that track off my label in 1998. You know, that's me and my homeboy Struggle. I started Boy Records in 1985, back in the days, and the last recording was in 2007. But I might go back in the studio, y'all. You heard me?
Yeah. One of my old throwback favorites. So, Chantel, let us, we know you have some shout-outs to give tonight, so are you ready?
Yes, I am so ready.
it's been a great show. Happy to have you on.
And by the way, I saw a picture of you guys on your website, and you two are so cute together.
Thank you.
I was like,
thank
aww.
You.
But first and foremost, I want to give a shout out to God because he's helped me through everything.
Yeah.
And I couldn't have made it this far if he wasn't looking out for me. I want to give a shout out to my family, of course, my mom, my granny. You know, they put in a lot of money and time to come and get me out of that situation once I was finally ready to come home. I want to give a shout out to my beautiful daughter because she's been a huge part of helping me get through all of this also. And then I have a lot of fans, but I can't shout out all of my fans. there's a few that, you know, they get at me every day. How are you doing? What are you doing? I listened to your song today and everything. So let's get through them. There's Callie in Oklahoma, and then Lakeisha in New York, Becky Messer in Kentucky, Jenna Ellis in the United Kingdom, and Sonia Lisa in Massachusetts. And then I wanted to give a shout-out to my sister Brittany and my friend Janie here in Owensboro, Kentucky, and also the guy that helps me record in the studio, TJ, and just the rest of my family, and I mean everybody really. If I could write a whole list of thousands of people and spit it out, I would, but just everybody, thank you a lot for the support and the love and everything. It means a lot to me.
Wow, and I see that your Facebook page, you just started a new fan page on Facebook, and it's growing by leaps and bounds.
Yes.
I see everybody's posting their pictures and sending new shout-outs and stuff.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, you have a good thing going. You know, just continue to put a positive message out there and, you know, try to stay away from the negative, and I think, you know, you'll go far. You know, put the right people
definitely.
In your life. You know, make the right business deals with the right people, and you know, and make
oh,
sure
yeah.
it's right. And, you know, put God in the center of it, and he'll lead you in the right direction.
Yes, definitely. A lot of people talk about, you know, when you get famous, and oh my gosh, you're gonna be famous. And I try to say it as much as I can. It's not even about being famous, because I feel like I've changed a lot of lives already, and that's a good goal to have right there, aside from being
right.
famous. So
right. exactly.
It means a lot to me. It really does. It really does. And also, I wanted to tell you guys, I'm going to the studio tomorrow, hopefully, to get, you know, four or five songs done. But on February the 24th, two of my songs will be available in 750 digital stores, including iTunes and Amazon. So, I mean, And Beat Me is going to be the first one. So that'll be the legit studio version, and everybody can get that.
Yeah.
Another caller for you. Hold tight.
Oh, okay. We got one more caller that just hopped on mine, so let's see if they want to say anything real quick or not. Let's see. Caller, you're on the air. The last four digits, 5520. Caller, the last four digits, 5520. You're on the air. I guess they're just listening.
Oh, I guess they don't want to talk to me.
Some people are shy and they don't want to talk, and some people just kind of want to listen. And so
Oh, I've been there before. I'll psych myself out. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to call this person. And then the minute they answer, click.
Let's see if I can get Kimberly online. I know Kimberly's been listening, and we don't know if she will maybe want to make a comment or something. So I'm going to try to bring Kimberly on. And
okay.
Let me see if Kimberly's there. Hold on 1 second. Where'd she go? Kimberly, are you there? All right.
Nope,
everybody's dropping off. Well, we're going to let everybody else give their last shout-outs as well. So we're going to bring G.I. on. You're back on, G.I.
Yes, I want to send a shout-out to everybody tonight. The Streets Don't Love You Back. Gordon and Lucinda, I bless you. I thank you for everything y'all doing. Chantel, your mom, bringing a great story tonight. You know, we're just saying, you know, the new year, we're going to do some nice things coming with the show. I'm hanging in here, rolling with y'all as long as I can until I get out and get free and be helping everything out in the streets, you know.
That's right. We look forward to
everybody in call.
Thank you, G.I.
Thank you. You take care and God bless. Peace and guidance.
My man.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
All right. We're going to go on to Damien and let Damien give his shout out. You there, Damien?
Yeah, I'm Lucinda. I definitely want to give a shout out to Rob and Lucinda. The Streets Don't Love You Back, what the movement represents. Chantel, everybody who's willing to overcome any form of oppression or what have you, everyone who's pushing for something better. I mean, I just want to send a shout out to everyone who's attempting to remain positive in the midst of so much negativity. Just don't stop. And I mean, I really respect what you all stand for and what you're doing.
Amen.
Thank you.
We appreciate that, Dick.
Not a problem.
We just want to thank you for tuning in like you always do. Like you say, you've been working 12s, but you sure get around to it when you can. And throw that website out one more time before you get off.
The website is www.smileinhale.com. And my name is Damien Lee, and you can check out some of my upcoming books, including The 7 Keys to Strolling Through Hell Smiling, Holding a Glass of Ice Water.
My man, you know. So we appreciate that, D, you know. And we're going to throw you back in the room. And Ms. Chantel, anything else you have to say?
I just want to thank everybody again. And I have a lot of hopes for people that are still struggling with addiction or, you know, domestic violence or any kind of struggle that they're going through. Just keep your head up and keep pushing forward, and you can do it. And I want to thank you guys mostly for putting me on here tonight. You know, it helps a lot to be able to spread my message, and it makes me happy. It really does.
It's all good. You know, we are happy to accommodate you and everyone else that has a positive message to spread. So that's what the format is all about. And when you get time, make sure you log on to our movement site at streetsonloveyouback.neem.com and log on and put your profile up and your music and things, and we're going to help you also promote that as well, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah. So tonight when you get off, just log on and become a member of our website, and we'll take it from there.
I'm glad you said that because Mom is all in my ear about it. How do you do that?
Okay,
Mom, I'll figure it out, okay?
It's all good. You say Mom's already was on top of that, huh?
Yes, she was, buddy. She was like, how do I get on there? I want to be a member. I was like, okay, Mom, I'll figure it out.
Well, we appreciate that. You know, now we got the KY members in the house, so it's all love,
oh, yeah.
You know?
And I would be more than happy to spread it all over my page, everywhere, everywhere.
Oh, it's all good. And I don't know if you knew, Chantel, but, you know, I have a book out that's just for domestic violence, women and men, and it's entitled Never Hit a Woman. You know, I have two books out, The Streets Will Love You Back and the domestic violence book, Never Hit a Woman. So I'll definitely send you that link as well, because a lot of women and men have to get that, you know, and definitely regroup in the game, you know, and get educated. And we will send you that link to the book.
I'd like to be able to get the link to Dee's website, too, to be able to spread that around also, because it sounds like
it's
pretty interesting. Well, he's got
on, but he can say that website again. Hold tight, Chantel. A.D.
Okay.
Yeah.
A.D., give Chantel that website again. She want to also spread your message on her page.
Okay, and I really appreciate that, Chantel.
No problem.
Again, it's www.smileinhale.com. And he's promoting the book, The Seven Keys to Strolling Through Hell Smiling, Holding a Glass of Ice Water, smileinhale.com.
Okay.
And thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And also, you know, Chantel is becoming a member of the movement, so also, G.I., give Chantel your website as well, so she can start promoting that with her page as well.
Okay, it's freegiproject.org.
Free GI.
Project.org.
Okay.
I do have a petition on there that we got, like an online petition that we have going to the U.S. Attorney General, that we're asking for a federal investigation into the cover-up and conspiracy of framing me and shooting me and putting me in prison. We do have an ongoing petition that we're getting signed right now. So if anybody's listening, go to the freegiproject.org, click on the petition and put your name and your email number and sign up, so that way we can get turn this petition into the U.S. Attorney General that's be trying to get to investigate the conspiracy in my case.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good, man. You know, like I say, we want to welcome Chantel while she's on the radio show tonight. We want to welcome her and her mother, Melissa, as our newest members in Kentucky to the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. So now we are down in KY as well, and we all deep in Cincinnati. So it's all love, you know.
All right. It's all about networking. That's what it's about. It's helping each other. Helping each other.
Tell Chantel to put me on as a friend on Facebook, because I cannot click on the phone.
Okay. Chantel, put her on. All right. We thank everyone for tuning in tonight and everyone that shared and gave your shout out. And remember that we're live every Wednesday night. 8:30 Pacific time, 11:30 Eastern, so that would be 9:30 Mountain, 10:30 Central. Different guests, different topics. It's all about The Streets Don't Love You Back. We have awesome guests every week. So tune in, call in, show support, share the website, and you can find everything out about us on our website, thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. So sign in. It's a social network. You can become a member. You can put posts up, and everything that you put up there, you can share to all the social networks via there as well. So become a member, and we will see you on the Streets Don't Love You Back website. So we're going to go out tonight with a song called Never Give Up, and this is by a friend of ours, OG Suicide, out of Compton, California. And just a little quick background on him. He ended up on the streets when he was young because his parents were on drugs, and he kind of had to live the street life himself. And by early, I think, 20-ish age, he tried to commit suicide
things got so bad for him, and he shot himself, but he didn't die. He woke up, and he thought he was a failure, even in suicide. So he's now a successful rapper. He's now educating the youth against suicide, and this is one of his songs that he just put out last year, Never Give Up. So in the very beginning, he's on the playground talking to some youngsters, and it's an awesome song. So just lean back, listen to the song, Never Give Up. Remember, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night, and have a great week. We'll see y'all next week. Good night.
Look, homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shot, man. Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect. You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know. Okay. I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it come to a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up,
never give up on your goals. Stay focused on you, focus your view, succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder cause the key to success. Go hard and go home, never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get, appreciate what you got. You can always improve, just don't stop. Going for your dream to achieve in your life. Take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. So I live by it. And to this very day, I kept on mashing and I never gave up. Me believing in myself is the way I came up.
Hold you down, you gotta get up. Leave all your dreams, never give up. Keep on rocking, keep on making, keep believing.
Don't get caught up in the fashion. The lifestyle is plastic.